The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, who knew that a nature programme could be so divisive? But Brendan, farmers have a hard enough time trying to keep domestic dogs away from sheep without this rubbish about wildlife, as one texter. Whereas Joan Cooley, who has had a bit of an awakening, it sounds like, two pheasants named Neffet and Phileas have taken up residence in our garden, says Joe. Other texts coming in from around the country as well, from Clare as well, about people going down to holiday homes there. And another texter says, please let us go and have our hair cut. Allow us this boost and lift, which will give us the strength to keep going with all of the things being asked of us. Well, as it happens, we have a modest proposal now vis-a-vis hairdressing. Lisa Eccles is Vice President of the Irish Hairdressers Federation, and she's on the line. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Brendan.
And Lisa, you have a proposal about hairdressing. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, so basically we understand that the next phase of restrictions that are lifting, that hairdressers aren't going to be included in that. I think like that's been made very clear. So what we're really asking for is that we would be considered to get reopened as soon as possible after that. So even if we could get open in early May, for even those people who've been vaccinated, like our healthcare workers and our elderly clients, because those people like are just crying out to have their hair done, especially some of our elderly clients.
I
am a salon owner as well, and I am speaking to my elderly clients. You know, I try and kind of check in with them every week or two with a little phone call, and like some of them are just so distressed, and like their mental health has been so badly affected by not being able to get out of the house, and they would just only love to be able to get out now and get their hair done now that they're vaccinated.
And you think they would come if they were allowed, do you?
Oh, Brendan, this week alone, I had three of my lovely over 80s contact me and say, Lisa, I'm vaccinated. Can I get my hair done now? And I was like, no, we're still not allowed to open. And it's devastating for them. They've done everything that's been asked of them with cocooning, staying safe. And for a lot of them, Brendan, it's really like it's a physical issue. Like some of them just cannot physically wash and dry their own hair.
Okay.
You know, one of my clients in particular, she has osteoarthritis, so she has real issues with her hands and mobility. So she's been really struggling. Even to brush her own hair is a real struggle for her.
Okay, and you got one very sad call, I know, with one of your clients this week, didn't you?
Yeah.
But you were able to sort something out for her.
Yeah, so one of my clients had contacted me. It's actually a couple of weeks ago now. And well, I called her and, you know, see how she was getting on. And you see, she doesn't have any family. She lives alone. And she was just in tears. She just said she felt like, you know, what was the point in even being alive anymore? That was the words she actually said to me. She was like, I'd be better off dead. And I was just so upset. I said, look, I want you to contact your doctor. We need to, you know, get somebody in that can help you to wash and blow dry her hair. Now, she needs a cut. That's the real issue. She's having a lot of matting and tangling in it. And obviously, we can't go in and do that. But we did get a carer to go in and get her hair shampooed for her. And this carer had been vaccinated. So that was great. So, you know, we offer a really, like, you know, we're the most essential, non-essential service, as far as I'm concerned.
I know, but I'm sure you understand at the same time, Lisa, that I suppose it is a very close contact thing. And then we hear vaccination is not 100% protection. The stylist is probably not going to be vaccinated. Like, can you see why people might have issues with it?
I can, but Brendan, what I would really like, I mean, I know you had Professor Mary Horgan on there earlier, and what I'd really encourage Neffet to do is like look at the data. So if you look at last year when salons got to reopen, through the whole of 2020 in personal services, which is actually more than just hairdressing, that's a couple of other industries as well, there was only 7 associated outbreaks. And that's because we've put in such really rigorous protocols. Like, the, you know, we pre-screen the clients before they come in, they get a little form. form. They're asked questions about if they have symptoms, etc. And, you know, we had masks, we were sanitizing hands, we practiced social distancing in the salons, we made sure that the areas were getting properly sanitized and cleaned each time. And I really feel like overwhelmingly our clients had said to us that we felt like we were one of the safest places that you could come and visit.
Okay, all right. Look, Lisa, point taken. Texter here says, don't worry about hairdressers. The majority of people are getting it done in their houses, but that's another day's work anyway. Lisa Eccles, Vice President of the Irish Hairdressers Federation, thank you very much.